Okay, first anime. What is your all-time favorite anime? That's a really hard question to answer because there are a lot that I really enjoy. So I think I'm just gonna rattle off a few. The Corpse Party original video animations are definitely one. I really, really love gory anime, and that's probably like one of the goriest I've ever seen. Or on High School Host Club. I know it's really cheesy and kind of stupid, but it's part of why I like it. Sailor Moon, I actually only recently started watching that because I don't know, like I never saw it as a kid. It just never happened, so I'm catching up now and I really, really love it a lot. What else is there? Oh, pretty much like all of the Studio Ghibli movies and like all of Hayao Miyazaki's films, if that counts. I mean, that counts because it's still anime, even though it's like a movie. Princess Jellyfish, Dead Man Wonderland. This is again really cheesy, but Yuri on Ice I think is super fucking cute and I love it and I can't wait for the next season. I don't know. I just like I've honestly gotten to the point where I have like oh, Death Note, duh. I don't know why that didn't occur to me like right off the bat. I have a giant list of anime that I need to watch and a slightly less giant list of anime that I've already seen, and sometimes I like forget which ones I've seen sometimes because there have been a lot and it's easy for me to just like blast through them. But yeah, I think that's probably a decent list. Like really gory, fucked up anime or like cute, silly, like funny shit. Those are like my go-tos. What was the first anime you enjoyed watching and that you could even watch it today? So, technically, the first like anime thing that I ever saw was Kiki's Delivery Service, which is a. I don't remember if it's. Is it Studio Ghibli? I think it might be. But I saw that back when I was like 4 or 5 years old, but I didn't know it was anime at the time because I didn't know what anime was. But I mean, like, I could still watch that and it just like warms my heart and like makes me all misty-eyed because I get super nostalgic. But the first anime that I watched knowing it was anime was actually Naruto. That was like my like introduction to the anime world, and I could probably still watch it today. God, I am like super far behind. I actually haven't like sat down and watched that show in years, and now like that's over and he has a fucking kid and Jesus fucking Christ. But I would probably still go back and watch it. I don't know if I'll ever catch up and finish it though. Oh, who do you consider as your waifu or husbando? So, I don't have that many waifus because I'm a little more picky about them, and I find that a lot of anime girls can be kind of too fan servicey for me sometimes, and I don't really like that. But I think, fuck, there was like one that I just had in my head. I don't, and it like just, where did it go? It ran away from my head. I don't know. But there actually is one. Let me just preface this by saying I'm not a furry. That's not really my thing. But I actually just, like earlier today, finished watching Agretzko on Netflix. It's the little, like, Sanrio show that just came out about the red panda. And the Fennec Fox, Fenneco, I think is adorable. And I love her personality. And she has, like, the funniest laugh ever, and I very much enjoy her. And I feel like there was somebody else, and now I cannot fucking remember who it was. If I think of it at some point, I'll say it, but it's gone from my brain. As far as husbandos, there's a lot, like too many to list off, but I tend to be more attracted to like the stereotypical, like, nerdy glasses characters, or just, like, the, like, nerdy ones in general, like, the, like, hot nerds, basically, or the ones that are, like, kind of like a scary badass like Levi from Attack on Titan. He is like, oh my goodness, he's so hot. And he might actually even be taller than me, so that would work out perfectly. Between Attack on Titan, Boku no Hero Academia, and Ao Exorcist, I don't know how to say that. Which one do you think is the best? So that last one I've never heard of, and now I need to see what it is and check it out. But I know a little bit about My Hero Academia. I've never seen it though, but I think I would probably, if I did see it, I think I would still like Attack on Titan more. I really, again, like, I love the violent, gory shit, and you know, watching people get eaten by giant titans is fucking awesome. Okay, TV shows and movies. What is your favorite TV show and movie? So, I'm gonna assume that this isn't like anime TV shows because, again, there's a lot, like, and again, I sometimes forget like which ones I've seen and which ones I haven't because I just rattle through them. So, as far as non-anime TV shows, it would be Game of Thrones and what the fuck, American Horror Story. I don't really think that there's any other like non-anime shows that I'm really invested in that much. Like, I'll occasionally watch shit on like the Food Network or whatever, but like TV shows that I'm really into would just be Game of Thrones and American Horror Story. And I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do when this last season of Game of Thrones is over. I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. And favorite movie? My all-time favorite movie, hands down, is Spirited Away. I fucking love it so much. I could watch it over and over and over and over forever. It's so fucking good. If you could be in any fandom of your choice, which one would you like to be in? None of them, because fandoms suck and they're garbage. I'm sorry, they're garbage. Who is your favorite character in your favorite TV show and movie? Fuck. Okay, so I guess I'll just do Game of Thrones and Spirited Away for this. So, oh fuck. My favorite character in Game of Thrones would be Tyrion Lannister. I really fucking hope he doesn't die. I think he's hysterical and I love him so much. As far as Spirited Away, it would probably have to be No Face. I don't know why, I think he's adorable, even though he's, like, briefly, like, very scary and eats people. I also really like the little Sith sprites. I think they're really cute. Even though they're not, like, a major character, I really love them, and I think they're adorable with their little cute candy things. Are you more into TV shows or movies? I think I like both pretty equally. 'Cause, like I've said before, I like to binge watch a lot of anime shows, but I also really do enjoy watching movies. So I'm just gonna say it's even. Video games. What game are you currently playing? So, okay, let me start off by saying I really, really love playing video games. But I am terrible at them, and I unfortunately did not get to grow up playing them like a lot of people my age. So there's a lot of stuff that I know about, but have never actually played and would like to play. So let me just, like, I'm just saying that to, like, sort of preface this, just so y'all know what's going on here. I'm sorry. It's like almost 1 o'clock in the morning. I have to be up at 5 to work and I'm like rambling like a motherfucker. I'm currently not playing any like video games per se. Me and some of my friends have been playing this. It's this stupid fucking like Facebook game called Everwing where you're like fighting monsters with dragons and shit. And I think like the only reason that I am like addicted to it right now as much as I am is because like I'm playing, like, I have a little group on there, like, with my friends. So we'll be, like, playing together and, like, trying to beat each other's high scores and stuff. And we get really competitive about it. So I think that's, like, the main reason why I'm having so much fun with it. But I'm not currently playing any, like, video games or, like, anything on Steam. I want to, though. I have a giant list of games on Steam that I bought and haven't played yet. What is your top three favorite games ever? So, number one, hands down, like no argument, would be Night in the Woods. It's this really awesome indie game on Steam. I think you can get it on the PlayStation or something, maybe. I don't know. But I know you can definitely get it on Steam. It's amazing. Everyone should play it. The music is fantastic. The animation is fantastic. And the writing is like, oh my God, it's so good. I actually have a Night in the Woods tattoo. If anybody has ever played it, please like hit me up so we can just like geek out about it. Second would be the Fable series. I always have a lot of fun playing it, and I like the world, and I like that I can do a lot of like customization with my character, and I like that pretty much everything you do affects how like the world around you is, or like how the people around you treat you and everything. I also like that, I think it's the third one, there's DLC that lets you have like a fluffy pink poodle, and I really fucking like that. And third, fuck, I think this is such like a cheesy answer and shows like what a fucking like, I don't know. It's such like a dumb answer, but I really enjoy playing like the Lego games, like Lego Harry Potter and like Indiana Jones and Lord of the Rings and stuff, just 'cause they're silly and quirky and cute and they're fun and I enjoy them. So yeah. Are you more of an Overwatch or a Paladin player? I don't know what Paladin is in terms of like a game. Like I know what a paladin is, but I don't know what paladin the game is. Sorry, and I've only played Overwatch once, and it was over at a friend's house. It was me and two friends, and we all got really, really drunk. Like this was the first time I'd ever gotten so drunk that I actually threw up. Like I was super fucking hungover. It was awful. But we all got super drunk on boxed wine. And then they taught me how to play Overwatch, and it was super, super fun. I learned that I really like playing as Mei, and she's absolutely adorable. Maybe she's my waifu. I don't know. So I would say Overwatch. I definitely want to play it more too. I had so much fun playing that. Oh, playing Overwatch drunk, 10 out of 10 would recommend. Do you like RPG and MMORPGs? Yeah, yes I do. I was really into playing World of Warcraft back when I was in high school, and me and a group of friends are currently, excuse me, playing a very, very like casual game of, well, we're in the midst of like a very, very casual game of Dungeons and Dragons now, because none of us have ever played before and have very minimal experience. So that's like, oh my God, that is so much fun. But yeah, I like RPGs and MMORPGs. So yeah, and that's all the questions. So I guess I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.